Elise called it a she?
Yeah, I figure she's been talking to this she. When Elise called me Moorman, she had the same accent.
She knows the imp.
Yeah, it's looking that way.
Good going, Mojo.
Wait, are those crows I keep hearing?
Yeah, I'm out in the field.
Are you looking for stones?
I found a good one.
I'm standing by it right now.
Are any of those stones set on ley lines?
This one is. It's one of the standing stones. Very old.
Why do you think they put it there?
To balance things. They chose the stones not just for their size and shape, but more for their energy.
Well, if they're on an active ley line, that means they're being charged all the time.
I know. They're like batteries. They can store it for a long, long time.
And pass it on, too.
Is there a reason you're doing this?
I just want to understand stones. But if you really want to know how a stone feels, you have to become one.
I became a tree once. Man, I've never felt anything so alien.
Last night I stayed with the stone to see if it would say anything. It didn't, but it did invite me in.
You went inside?
No.
I met someone who could do that.
You told me that you did that.
That was different. It was a soft stone.
Enough about stones.
What are you doing now?
Right now, I'm trying to figure how to get Elise to trust me.
If the imp is her friend, she's not going to help you.
She asked me if I was going to kill it, and I said no, it wasn't harming anyone.
Mojo, that's not the point. Elise doesn't want you to get rid of her friend.
You're convinced that the ghost came with the furnishings we brought from Scotland? And you definitely heard a voice.
I only heard a couple words, and like I told your daughter, she had a Scottish accent.
Elise is my stepdaughter.
Mm-hmm.
This imp, as you call it, came with the books.
I don't know about that.
If it's in the books, what do you suggest we do? Burn the books?
No, not that.
But if it's attached to an object...
You don't want to burn anything.
Surely you agree we should remove the object.
But first, we need to know what it is.
How do you know it won't take up residence somewhere else in the house?
If they're attached to something, like a rug or a clock or a chair or even a piano, then that's their home.
Are you saying you understand how they think?
I'm saying these things are more emotional than rational. They find a place they feel is home, and when you move their home, they go with it.
Are you staying there all night again?
That's right, all night.
But you fell asleep.
I'm working on that.
When you feel sleepy, why don't you walk around?
I don't feel sleepy.
But you fall asleep.
That's my problem.
Then stay on your feet.
I may have to do that.
That night, in the Scottish room of the McElroy Castle, Mojo slowly paces back and forth, back and forth. Midnight passes, then 1 o'clock, then 1:30. He's getting tired of pacing, but he refuses to sit down. Sometimes he'll stop to remove a book from the shelf and scan through the pages. Other times he'll stop to examine the detail in the tapestries. But sitting down is not an option. Finally, Mojo looks at the clock. He walks over to the fireplace. He reaches for his cup of cold coffee. He takes a sip.
That's the nice thing about cappuccino. Tastes good even when it's cold.
Finally, the grandfather clock begins to strike 2 a.m. He turns on his mini disc recorder. He sets it on the mantel. He fumbles around in his pocket. And then he stands still, one hand on the mantel, the other holding his cup. As the clock finishes, the cup slips from Mojo's fingers, slowly turning over and over, and gently lands on the stone floor.
Not that easy, is it now, Moorman?
Six a.m. As Mojo opens his eyes, his legs begin to buckle. He grabs the mantelpiece. He steadies himself.
Oh, got me again.
He smiles to himself.
But let's see if I got you.
You fell asleep standing up?
That's right.
I didn't know you could do that.
Me neither.
Why didn't the clock wake you?
Well, that's the thing. I heard it chime. You know how it does all the quarter hours before it gets to the hour? I thought I heard the whole thing. But I guess from the time it started to chime until the time it stopped, 4 hours had passed.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
But you said you were holding a cup of coffee.
I never put it down.
You found it on the floor. Why didn't it break?
I don't know.
Were you recording?
That's right. Listen to this. You can hear the clock starting to chime, and then the machine stops.
Was that when you fell asleep?
I figure it was about then.
You didn't stop it?
No, it just stopped.
Why?
I think we got us a technologically advanced imp. What's that? A party?
I'm in a pub in Wales. I'm on my way to London. I'm meeting with Mr. McElroy. Now, tell me what happened.
I fell asleep.
Again?
My mini-disc recorder stopped, like before, but I was using it as a decoy. I had my micro-recorder in my pocket, and I got it.
Look, can I hear it?
Hold on.
Not that easy, is it now, old man?
Good going, Mojo.
Now all I gotta do is figure out how to stay awake.
Both times you fell asleep, it was at 2 o'clock?
That's right. I remember the clock starting to chime, and I'm listening to the chime. And when it finishes, it's 6 a.m.
Are you fading out with the chime?
Nah, it's not the clock that's doing it.
I think she's got your number.
I know that.
Wait a minute. I've got your number, too.
What's that?
Instead of you trying to stay awake, what we need is to wake you up.
You've got my number.
Shall I buzz you around 2?
Make it 2:15. That'll give me a couple minutes of shut eye.
Maybe you should hide your cell phone.
I'll keep it under my hat.
Good idea, Mojo.
Man, if that buzzing on the top of my head doesn't wake me up, nothing will.
It's now several hours later. A little girl with pigtails steps out of a taxi and enters a charming and swank little restaurant in London.
Little Frida?
Mr. McElroy?
Sean, do you want to talk first, or shall we order?
Let's eat, then we can talk.
You are so lame. I thought you people were supposed to be cool.
It's all illusion.
What is?
Lame, square, cool. It's all appearance, that's all. Is your father away on business a lot?
Why? Are you creating a profile?
Mm-hmm.
Why do you always say, because you don't know how to talk to me?
I go, because I'm trying to figure out how to ask the right questions about your family.
What are the right questions?
They're questions that tell me how things are, so I can understand how this imp fits into the picture.
Well, go ahead, ask me. What do you want to know?
Is your father away on business a lot of time?
Yes. Next question.
Your father and mother, are they getting along okay?
No, and Helen is not my mother. Next question.
What do you think is going on between them?
My father married Helen for her money. Next question.